Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news to tell you about right now on Fox 50 at 8. You're looking live at Tokyo, where just hours ago, Simone Biles announced she's withdrawing from another event. We break down her future at the Games.
And there's a little bit of cloud cover still lingering in Clinton, but today is going to be hot and sunny. We're going to talk about which day looks the most dangerous with the heat coming up.
And the CDC is issuing new guidance on who should wear masks and when. This comes as we prepare for possible changes here in North Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us at 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here. It's not great to be outside. It is steamy, and it's going to be that way for a few days. Hey, it's summertime, right?
It is. It's supposed to be like this. And, you know, we've been pretty lucky. We haven't even hit 95 yet. Now we might do that tomorrow. But our heat wave should be pretty short-lived, and I'll show you why coming up. In Clinton, we still have some low cloud cover. There was some rain there overnight, and we've seen that in some of our southern and eastern counties, some of that low cloud cover. Not really a reduce in visibility, but definitely looking at some cloud cover. 77 in Durham and Raleigh, 79 in Rocky Mount, 75 right now in Southern Pines. Our heat index in the upper 90s to right around 100, starting as early as around lunchtime and continuing all the way at least until about 6 p.m. Dangerous heat around here would be considered, say, 105 or hotter, but that's just a generalization. You know, if you're somebody who's a bit sensitive, it's going to be one of those days you don't want to overdo it outside. We do have a slight chance for thunderstorms starting just after lunchtime, especially south and east of the Triangle. Some of those could produce some heavy rain and some frequent lightning, but there's not going to be a lot of widespread coverage of those storms. Our temperature will climb into the low 90s for this afternoon, but we're looking at a high heat index for the next 3 days. I'll show you what to expect coming up. Zach?
8:02, the current time, taking a live look at I-40 Lake Wheeler Road, just seeing the typical delays, not really causing too many concerns out there right now. Just the typical traffic situation just south of town, seeing a few crashes, though. One near downtown Raleigh on Capitol Boulevard and P Street. Another one off towards the north. This at Capitol Boulevard and New Hope Church Road. Not causing major delays there. We're just seeing lots of green through Capitol Boulevard right now. A bit of a slowdown as you go south on Capitol Boulevard towards the 440 area. That's pretty typical through the morning. The other crash we're watching right now, Capitol Boulevard and P Street. Not causing too many delays there. It's just seeing the little bit of a backup up on Capitol Boulevard northbound with all the red lights that are typical moving through downtown Raleigh. Beyond that, seeing just a few other crashes of concern, most likely on side streets, not causing any other delays. We'll watch the traffic situation all morning long and see how things improve and or not improve over the next few hours or so.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles is out of the individual all-around gymnastics competition. She made that announcement around 2:30 this morning. It comes less than 24 hours after she pulled out of the team finals. She said she needed a break for mental health reasons. Biles is deciding whether to compete in next week's individual events. She told reporters she is taking it day by day. The Olympics shared this post on Twitter following Simone's withdrawal, saying, "We are with you, Simone."
There's a boxer from Fayetteville who has lost her match in Tokyo. Naomi Graham was competing in the preliminary round of 16. She was defeated by a boxer from Russia.
Team USA beat France 18-16 in women's 3-on-3 basketball. The game wrapped up just before 5 a.m., and now they're preparing for a medal game around 7:45 this morning. The team is led by Duke women's basketball coach Kara Lawson. Former UNC player Alicia Gray is on the team. U.S. swimming star Katie Ledecky is making Olympic history. Last night, she won the 1,500-meter freestyle event. This is the first time women have competed in the 500, 1,500 at the Olympic Games. After the race, she spoke about Simone Biles and mental health.
You can feel like a lot of people are watching you and that every move you make is being watched and judged and all of those things. And as much as we say that we try to ignore it, you know, I think some of that is just trying to keep that positive mindset and move forward. And certainly you've seen Simone do a terrific job of that over the years.
And here's where we stand right now when it comes to Olympic medals. Team USA leading the overall medal count with 10 gold, 11 silver, and 9 bronze. China, you can see, has 11 golds, and Japan has 12 golds with 21 medals overall. Rounding out the top five, we have the Russian Olympic Committee and Australia.
Keeping an eye on this problem, COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Tokyo. The city is reporting more than 3,100 new coronavirus cases. That's an all-time high since the pandemic began. Tokyo remains under a state of emergency due to the Delta variant. We are closely following numbers here in the U.S. as well. That's why the CDC is issuing new mask guidance. The group says vaccinated people should start wearing masks indoors where cases are surging. Governor Cooper and his team are carefully looking over the guidance ahead of a news conference planned for tomorrow.
State healthcare employees are facing a new deadline to get vaccinated. North Carolina is requiring those employees to be fully vaccinated by September 30th. Anyone who does not meet that deadline could lose their job. State House Speaker Tim Moore criticized the move, saying now is not the time to risk losing healthcare workers who have to choose between vaccines and employment.
New this morning, one person is in the hospital after a crash in Apex. Police say three cars were going way over the speed limit while turning from Highway 64 onto Old Raleigh Road last night. You see it on the map here. Officers say one of the cars crashed and that driver was taken to the hospital. Police stopped two other cars a short distance away, but didn't say if they plan to file any charges against those drivers. The investigation continues.
A key meeting today could determine the fate of the organization governing high school sports in our state. Members of the North Carolina High School Athletics Association will speak at 2 p.m. with a group of state senators. They'll discuss HB 991, a bill aimed at disbanding the NCHSAA over concerns about its $40 million in assets. Lawmakers tell us the goal of today's meeting is to increase transparency and accountability with the organization.
Today, we expect an update on rising prices in the United States. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will speak after a two-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. Investors are anxiously waiting to see how concerned the Fed is about inflation and when it could start rolling back easy credit and other economic stimulus. Powell is expected to stick with the view that the recent spurt in inflation is just temporary.
It is 8:06. A local hospital is asking patients who are not experiencing an emergency to go elsewhere. The two issues the facility is facing as COVID cases increase.
And a major biopharmaceutical company will make North Hills its newest hub. In our next half hour of news, we'll explain the impact this will have on the area.
And heat is our big story for the next 3 days. 93 today, 95 Thursday, 94 on Friday. I'll show you what it will really feel like with the heat index and which day may be the most dangerous.
Local news coverage of the Tokyo Olympics brought to you on WRAL by your Carolina Ford dealers.
Just before 3 a.m., a diver from Holly Springs made his way up onto the medal stand. And since then, we've talked to his family watching here back at home. WRL's Naya Harden is live this morning to share what they had to say. Naya.
Well, Holly Springs Andrew Capobianco won a silver medal today. And his parents, I spoke to them this morning. They are so excited. They haven't even slept yet. This all comes as he won that medal with Michael Hickson in the men's synchronized 3-meter springboard. This is also Capobianco's first Olympic medal. And I spoke to his mother and father this morning to see how they got word of what happened from their son. And they said that he FaceTimed them, and here's what they said.
We were like screaming, and we were so excited. And he's like, I know. And then he put his coach on, and they put Michael Hickson on real quick so that we could congratulate them as well, because it truly is a team effort.
And this is his time, and it's his game. And we just pray that he can use what this gift that's been given to him, he could use this to inspire others.
The Olympic silver medalist will now head to the preliminary event Monday, August 2nd. WRAL will be watching and have updates for you. Naya Harden, WRAL News, Holly Springs.
And those divers have the right idea, you know, get into a pool on a hot and humid day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with why the pool is going to be a popular place today.
Oh, absolutely. So hot and humid today. We do have the chance of some isolated thunderstorms. I wouldn't necessarily let that get in the way of your pool plans, but just, you know, have your WRAL weather app downloaded, have that radar up, you know, set it for lightning strikes. You can actually set it to let you know if lightning is within 10 miles of your location, and you can pull everybody out of the pool just in time. Lifeguards will help you take care of that too. Hot and humid all the way through Friday. Could see a heat advisory tomorrow or Friday, and then some rain and cooler temperatures as we get into the weekend. You know, not that you want to see the rain over the weekend, but at least we'll see the danger from this heat really easing up as we head into the weekend. In Goldsboro, we're dealing with some low cloud cover right now. Apex is nice and bright, as well as Chapel Hill and Durham. You can see our Durham newsroom there. Our temperatures are starting to climb. It's already 79 in Rocky Mount, 78 in Fayetteville. It's 75 still in Southern Pines. We take a look at our showers and thunderstorms that start to pop up just around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Those will mostly be south and east of the Triangle area. And some of those, especially east of I-95, could be on the strong side. We do have a level one risk for severe storms there. But again, it's just really our far eastern counties where we could see just the potential for some wind damage. Our next front starts to drop in on us late on Friday. Friday's still going to be really hot. The front doesn't come through until late on Friday night into early Saturday. And Friday, there may be some storms along that front. As the front starts to lift across the area on Sunday, it may be a very wet day. We'll have to see a low riding along the front. And as that low moves out into the Atlantic, it could become a tropical system. Wouldn't affect us here, but that front finally starts to sink southward on Monday. And Monday and Tuesday, we may see some much cooler air filtering and should be very nice. On Friday, with the front coming through, there is a level one risk for some severe storms. Again, the biggest threat would be wind damage out of that. Drier air is coming with that front, too. You take a look at the green, that's where it's really humid. So much moisture in the atmosphere right now. But watch the front dropping in. It moves through on Friday. And behind it, watch how we dry out. All that green shifts well to the south. And so that's going to mean a nice drop in our humidity, which is going to be much, much welcome. As we get into the following week, too, starting August 2nd, it looks like we have the potential for below normal temperatures. Our normal right now is 91, so it doesn't take much to see below normal temperatures. We're going to see a heat index in the triple digits today, tomorrow, and Friday, and then we get into a little better chance for rain and some cooler temperatures. We may start to see a little bit of smoke back in our atmosphere. I'll show you that coming up in just a little bit. Zach?
8:14, the current time. Elizabeth will take you out to I-40 at Wade Avenue on the western side of downtown Raleigh. Right now, you're seeing traffic moving along just fine in that area. We are tracking a few crashes, though, in and around downtown, one on Capitol Boulevard and P Street, the other one on Capitol Boulevard southbound, heading towards the 440 area. Not causing any delays there, seeing a few additional crashes on some secondary roads, not seeing too many backups currently. That's some good news. A little bit of a slowdown in the typical spot, I-40 northbound between NC 42 near US 70. This coming in from the Clayton Bypass. And if you're heading into town from that area and you're going to be using I-40, it's going to take you at least 13 minutes to get from that area, NC 42 to I-440. Heading off towards the west, it'll only take you 11 minutes to get from there to Wade Avenue. The camera I just showed you, again, moving just fine. And from Wade Avenue to 540, things would only take you about 6 minutes. So all in all, traffic moving along just fine so far this morning.
The survivor of a dog attack in Moore County is grateful to a stranger who rescued her right along the side of the highway. We do need to warn you, though, just looking at this video here of her injuries is a bit disturbing. Amber Garner spoke only to WRL about the attack that happened last week near Robbins. She says she was walking when four dogs rushed up to her and knocked her to the ground. The woman driving by stopped and scared them away by honking her horn and waving a stick at them.
All I could think about was my babies, you know, not being able to see them again. I mean, we're just thinking if I don't fight, that they're going to kill me.
Well, Garner has more than 50 bite marks all over her body and 12 staples in the back of her head from the injuries. The dogs are expected to be put down at the end of the quarantine period.
Now, Brian Schrader in the WRL Live Center. Just in, Duke University is requiring face masks again in all Duke-owned and leased buildings effective Friday until further notice. They posted this just a few minutes ago. This applies to everyone regardless of their vaccination status, students, faculty, staff, and visitors, all because of the rise in cases because of the Delta variant and the number of people who remain unvaccinated. Duke officials say there is one exception. Masks will not be required in on-campus residence halls. The release says that there is a significantly lower risk of exposure for high-risk individuals in those buildings. Back to you.
UNC Health Southeastern Hospital in Lumberton says its hospital is full with COVID-19 cases on the rise. They are urging the public to visit their primary care physician or an urgent care facility instead of going to the hospital. This is for non-emergency treatment. Leaders say this situation could have been avoided if more people had been vaccinated. Space isn't the only issue. The hospital says doesn't have the staffing to add more beds to the ER like they did earlier in the pandemic.
the limited resources we had was adequate to take care of the patients. But now that resource, you know, the world's opened up a little bit and people are seeking care, and we want you to if you need care, but the resources have not come back.
Now, it's important to note the emergency room is not closed. You can still go there if you're critically ill. Average wait under normal circumstances can be a couple of hours in the ER.
The Biden administration and local officials are issuing new guidance on masks as cases climb. Sarah Dolliff reports.
A recommended return to masking in regions of the country with high levels of spread, as well as schools, even if you're vaccinated.
Breakthrough infections, rare as they are, have the potential to forward transmit at the same with the same capacity as an unvaccinated person.
The CDC announcing the new guidance, a reversal from just 2 months ago, amid reports of breakthrough infections in fully immunized individuals and climbing case numbers. Right now, nearly two-thirds of counties have high or substantial levels of transmission.
The reality is we are dealing with a much different strain of this virus than we were even earlier in the spring.
Already, some areas were taking matters into their own hands. Savannah, Georgia, reinstating its mask mandate Monday. And New York City and California State ordering public workers to show proof of vaccination or be tested weekly.
Individuals' choice not to get vaccinated is now impacting the rest of us.
Just over 49% of Americans are fully vaccinated. The federal government now pledging an additional $121 million to fund vaccination efforts in underserved communities. And Pfizer and Moderna are expanding trials among children ages 5 to 11 as infections in kids begin to climb once again after months of steady declines. Sarah Dolliff, NBC News.
Today, you can help combat a nationwide blood shortage by giving blood. There will be a blood drive this afternoon at the American Red Cross Sand Hills chapter in Fayetteville that will run from noon to 6. This is the second of four blood drives happening this week. The next one will be at Triangle Town Center in Raleigh tomorrow. If you can't make it out to this week's blood drives, there are new incentives for people who donate in August. If you give blood between August 1st and the 15th, you'll be entered for a chance to win a VIP trip to a music festival. Donors will also receive a four-month subscription to Apple Music.
Seven NC State athletes have signed a new deal with a Raleigh restaurant allowing their name, image, and likeness to be used. Amedios will also host special events, and players will receive a portion of those sales. Seven players include Sam Heifel, Levi Jones, Kai Crutfield, and Alyssa Cunane. They will receive a reloadable gift card in exchange for social media interactions.
It's definitely a good thing for Amedios, since we have the relationship with the university, to be able to sign these players to this deal. It may not be a real big deal, but you know, it's important for us. It's a first step for them and allows them to have a few extra benefits.
The special events here will be open to fans as well.
Today, families in Sanford will get a free meal and other essentials. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Central North Carolina are partnering with several companies to distribute boxes of food and personal care items in 10 rural communities nationwide. Organizers will also set up a food pantry that kids can access after school. Vouchers are required for today's giveaway. You can reach out to the Boys and Girls Club to get one. Take a look at this unusual visitor on the North Carolina coast, a 12-foot alligator spotted in the surf at Oak Island near the Ocean Crest Pier. A town spokesperson says it's not unusual to see alligators on the beach during mating season. This gator was seen underneath the pier where teens were jumping into the water. No one was hurt.
That one guy is too big to wrestle. Hobby Lobby has to forfeit an ancient artifact worth more than $1 million. The Justice Department says the artifact comes from modern-day Iraq and was brought into the U.S. illegally. It's called the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet. And in 2014, Hobby Lobby's president bought that tablet for $1.6 million. It was seized in 2019, though, and now the DOJ wants it returned to Iraq.
Local news coverage of the Tokyo Olympics brought to you on WREL by your Carolina Ford dealers.
From skeet shooting to boxing and even swimming, 19 members of the U.S. military are competing in the Summer Games. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with the men and women who are serving their country in more ways than one.
It's truly remarkable to see, the level of commitment and professionalism I have to tell you that I know that all of you are proud of the fact that we already have a gold medalist.
And he was referring to Amber English, who got the gold medal and set a new Olympic record in skeet shooting earlier this week.
All good stuff. We'll give you a live look right now once again at Tokyo. We are staying on top of all the latest Olympic news, including Simone Biles and the results of our local athletes.
And heat is the big weather story for the next few days. This means cooling stations will open for people across the area to catch a break. Those stories and more in our next half hour of news.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 is the time right now on your Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan. We'll look at the top local stories we are following for you, and just plain hot and humid out there on this Wednesday, Elizabeth.
Well, that's right. Heat's our big story today, as well as tomorrow and Friday. Now, there's a lot of cloud cover in Fayetteville, and in a number of our southern counties, we had low clouds develop overnight last night. Those will break up pretty quickly, and temperatures will rise to 78 right now in Fayetteville. Some clouds in Irwin and Goldsboro with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. If you're headed out for a walk, do it as quick as you can. We're going to hit 93 mid to late afternoon, and it stays pretty hot into the evening. Our heat index today will be in the low 100s. We also have a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Zach?
8:27, the current time. We'll take you out to the Durham Freeway at Glover Road. Things moving along just fine there, as well as all around the Durham area. So it's a good start to the day in Durham and Orange counties. We are seeing one crash, though, that popped up this at Glenwood Road and Lumley Road, causing a little bit of a delay on Lumley. So keep that in mind if you're in that area on the north side of the airport. Other than that, seeing a few secondary crashes, most of those on some off roads, not really impacting the morning commute. We'll have the latest over on Fox 50.
With that heat expected to ramp up, Wake County officials are setting up cooling stations. The locations are on your screen right here. They'll be open from 11 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. every day through Friday. You can also find relief at Wake County Public Libraries. The opening and closing times may vary for each location. And a live look back at Tokyo now. Be sure to join us at 11 a.m. this morning, a special one-hour newscast on WRAL. We'll be live at 11 throughout the Tokyo Olympic Games. And WRAL's noon news will air on Fox 50. Coming up next on Fox 50, new details about a high-speed chase and crash that went through multiple counties in our area.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:30 is the time right now on your Wednesday. I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for joining us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Looking at today's forecast, it's going to make you want to be on the water, in the water, near water. Let's take a live look at Lake Gaston here behind us. And no boats at the dock. Everybody's out or about to get started.
One just took off. You need a little bit of a breeze, but it's still going to be a hot breeze, Elizabeth.
Still is. Take it easy.
Yeah. In the water is where you want to be today if you have to be outside. It's going to be just under the danger zone. Around here, we typically see a heat advisory posted when it's going to feel like 105 or hotter, and we're going to be close to that today, even closer for Thursday and Friday. Right now, the actual temperature is 79 in Rocky Mount, 78 in Fayetteville, it's 73 up in Roxboro. We've seen some low cloud cover in our southern counties, but a lot of folks are seeing plenty of sunshine out there right now. Our heat index will climb into the upper 90s by lunchtime, so you don't have much time to get outside and do a little yard work or, you know, go for your walk or run. We're going to see a high heat index all the way through around 6 p.m. before we start to see that dropping off just a little bit. We do have a break coming up. We got to get through the next few days, and then I'll show you when it starts to cool down and why coming up. We also have a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. The coverage will be pretty minimal, mainly south and east of the Triangle area, but could see some heavy rain and some frequent lightning with some of those storms. Again, it's about a 30% chance. Hour by hour, we do warm up quickly. We're going to see at lunchtime 88, and we climb to 93 this afternoon. Tomorrow could be the hottest day we've seen so far this summer, but I'll show you when it starts to cool down coming up.
If you're just waking up and joining us, we want to give you an update on the Tokyo Olympics. Simone Biles has pulled out of an individual all-around gymnastics event. This decision comes a day after she withdrew from the team event in order to focus on her mental health. Jade Carey will now take Biles' place on the roster. Biles will be evaluated before deciding whether to compete in next week's individual events. Team USA shared this post on Twitter following Biles' withdrawal, saying, "We're thinking of you, Simone. Your strength and courage to focus on your well-being is something we can all learn from. Thank you for being the leader you are." A Holly Springs native is the winner of a silver medal. Overnight, Andrew Capobianco took home second place along with his diving partner Michael Hickson in the synchronized diving 3-meter event. Now, the 21-year-old is the second athlete from our area to win a medal. Triathlete Katie Zafiris won bronze earlier this week.
Certainly hope to add to that later this week. Well, U.S. swimming star Katie Ledecky making Olympic history. Last night, she won the 1500-meter freestyle event. It's the first time women have competed at 1500 meters at the Olympic Games. Her Team USA teammate Erica Sullivan won silver. Now, the win came just an hour after Ledecky faced a crushing defeat in the 200-meter freestyle race, where she came in fifth. Three swimmers with North Carolina ties competed this morning. First up was Erica Brown in a women's 100-meter freestyle qualifier. The swimmer from Charlotte did not advance. Andrea Podmanikova, who's a swimmer at NC State, swam in the women's 200-meter breaststroke qualifier. She placed seventh and is representing Slovakia. Her teammate at NC State, Sophie Hansen, swam in a women's 200-meter breaststroke qualifier. She represents Sweden and will move on to the next round. You're looking live now at Tokyo. Our Olympic coverage continues throughout the hour. In 5 minutes, we'll have a report on mental health at the Games. Then in 15 minutes, we'll explain the reason a Tongan flag bearer now has another claim to fame. Remember, WRL is your home for the Olympics.
Coronavirus headlines include Governor Roy Cooper and his team carefully looking over the CDC's new mask guidance. The group says vaccinated people should start wearing masks indoors where cases are surging. Before the CDC news broke, WRL's Naya Harden went to the Walmart and Harris Teeter in Cary to see if people are wearing masks more often. She watched 50 shoppers come in and out at each location and found an even split pretty much at both places. Many said they are concerned about the variant and have been wearing masks for a few weeks now. We'll take a look at the numbers in North Carolina. There are 1,600 people now who tested positive in the last day. That is triple what we have been seeing from the past 2 weeks. More than 1,000 people are currently in the hospital. And as of this morning, at least half of our state, regardless of age, are now at least partially vaccinated.
Another big story we are following this morning is the heat. Temperatures expected to be in the mid-90s over the next few days. So Wake County is making sure that you have ways to cool down. WRL's Casey Cunningham is live in Raleigh to explain. Casey.
Good morning. Yes, standing in the sun, already feeling it out here at the Salvation Army. So in about a half an hour, they're going to start giving out fans. They've been doing a partnership, a fan drive with Ace Hardware. They raised about $2,000 with this fan drive, and now they're going to be distributing these free fans today. That's just one effort to keep people cool. You can stop by the Salvation Army if you need a fan. Got to show you this, though. So it's about 80 according to the thermometer, but if we look at our thermometer that's been sitting in the sun here for a few minutes, it says it's 100. So not quite that hot, but if you're sitting in the sun, you'll definitely feel it. You can see our thermometer there. One other thing I want to show you this morning, and I'm going to pull this up on your screen here, is another opportunity to stay cool. That is with cooling stations throughout Wake County. They have them north, south, east, and west. There are four that you can stop by starting at 11 today. You can go there till about 5:15. Another option, according to Wake County officials, is stop by the library. That's another place to kind of stay cool, especially if you're having some issues with your air conditioning. We know we've been checking all around with local air conditioning companies who say they're behind on getting parts. So if you're struggling with that, lots of opportunities to stay cool today. We'll be live here in a half an hour as people come to collect these fans. We'll keep you updated. I'll join you then. Casey Cunningham, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Thanks, Casey. New this morning, we now know two people are in custody after a high-speed chase through several counties in our area. State Highway Patrol says the chase started along I-40 in Orange County and after seeing a car going more than 100 miles per hour in a 65 zone. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there as the chase ended over on Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Troopers arrested two people inside the car. A third person under 18 was released to a parent. Investigators say they're looking for drugs and guns that they believe were thrown out of the car during the chase. No one was physically hurt. A Johnson County town is drying out after recent flooding, and now it's going to get some long-term relief. The million-dollar project that will help water flow faster to a nearby creek.
And a major biopharmaceutical company will make North Hills its newest hub. The effect this will have on the area just ahead.
Just into the WRAL Live Center, ministers in England have decided to allow fully vaccinated travelers from the United States and the European Union to enter the country without quarantine. They are going to have more details released later today about the specifics and whether this applies to all of the UK or just England. But it comes as the most recent Delta-related peak in cases has started to decline substantially in the past week or so. Back to you.
Brian, thanks. Olympic athletes train for stress, but adjusting to quiet stands might not be as easy as it sounds. Simone Biles recently said that competing in an empty arena added to her stress. Alex Carrera reports on mental health at the Games.
The rings are a big part of any Olympics, and while that's true once again for Tokyo, there is one element of these Games that will be noticeably missing. No crowds could make things very different mentally for what some athletes are used to.
I would say mental aspect is even more important than the physical aspect.
Tony Komochi is a sports psychologist with Intermountain Healthcare and has experience working with high-performance athletes. He says empty stands could affect some of them, especially knowing it's all because of COVID.
With some athletes, what if they had some kind of trauma related to COVID already? Maybe they lost their loved ones to COVID. That may trigger some of the loss that they experienced in the past.
And when an athlete is trying to live up to an image, Komochi says that's where one can start to get in trouble mentally.
Many people expect athletes to be strong, right, and put together. And sometimes athletes take that and internalize and feel like they can't just be a human.
The U.S. Olympic Committee has made mental health for its athletes a priority. Don't be surprised if an athlete takes a little more time to prepare mentally before taking off. Like with everyone the past year, they're adjusting.
It really is a mind game. The number of breakthrough cases is causing concern both here in North Carolina and across the country. We hear from a woman who contracted the virus even though she was fully vaccinated and followed safety guidelines. Plus, the Carolina Panthers return for training camp today. The head coach shares why he is proud of the team before practice even begins. And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
Just into the WRAL Live Center, we've been telling you how the heat has been affecting the athletes in Tokyo. We have just learned that organizers are now going to push back the start times of the tennis matches. They were starting at 11 a.m. Now they're going to start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're looking at a picture of Russian Olympic Committee player Daniil Medvedev, who this morning had to be tended to on the courts. He told the chair umpire that he could finish the match, but he wanted to know if the International Tennis Federation would take responsibility if he died in the heat. Certainly a serious situation out there with the heat, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center is tracking the heat around here, and it could be dangerous this afternoon.
Absolutely. Brian, that's really interesting that they would push it to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because that's typically the hottest time of the day. If they were going to move it back, you'd want them to move it back to 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, or, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. That's very interesting. We'll see how that works out. We're also going to be dealing with the same thing. Very hot, very humid. Our heat index is going to make it feel like 100 this afternoon, and again, again, especially between, say, noon and 6 o'clock. That's when it will be the hottest around here. Let's take a look at our live camera network. And checking Durham, lots of sunshine. It is 77 degrees, so it's okay right now to be outside and exercise, maybe play a little tennis. But even though 77 sounds cool, it is extremely humid out there right now, so it already feels on the miserable side. The air feels very heavy. We continue to see some low cloud cover around Goldsboro and a lot of our southern and southeastern counties, but that's likely to break up by the time we get to 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. 77 in Goldsboro right now. In Southern Pines, we're seeing a lot more sunshine. A lot of folks out working on the golf course. I don't see anybody playing there yet. 75 degrees, though, currently. We may start to see more of that smoky haze that we saw last week. We're going to see a big ridge in the jet stream coming across those western wildfires through Canada and even across all these little dots that you're seeing. Those are all fires that are burning right now. A lot of those in the Ohio Valley, and that may push across into North Carolina. So we're starting to see those contours again. That white shading is an indication of some smoke that we may see this afternoon. It's not a high level by any means, and it's already going to look hazy with the humidity, but some of that could be some smoke starting to mix back in. We do have a code yellow ozone advisory for it today, and that's almost the bottom level. It's moderate. We see a lot of that in the summer, even without the smoke, just because of the amount of humidity that we had. And when we had a lot of smoke, that was our code orange that we saw last week. Our highs this afternoon will be in the low 90s. We're going to see a heat index in the low 100s almost everywhere, and that will continue to go up. Tomorrow's heat index around 104, and Friday's could be as high as 107. And with those numbers, the Weather Service might issue a heat advisory. This is something a little bit different, the heat exhaustion index. So if you're considering working outside or exercising, Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be extreme. Those are days in particular you want to avoid it. We do have some cooler temperatures coming. 91 is our normal high. We drop down below normal by Saturday. I mean, you know, just by a little bit, but it could really drop by early next week with our next cold front that will arrive. Back to you.
Now to our coronavirus coverage. The number of breakthrough cases, what we call vaccinated people getting COVID, is concerning health officials. Rita Williams got the Moderna vaccine in the spring and came down with COVID in July. Due to the fast-spreading Delta variant and the increase in these breakthrough cases, the CDC is now recommending that even vaccinated people wear masks inside in public spaces.
With the combination of having the vaccine on board, with doing everything right that I was supposed to be doing, you know, like limiting my activity, my traveling, wearing gloves, wearing masks, I was very surprised that I had still contracted COVID in spite of all those things. Yes, absolutely.
Williams was briefly hospitalized and has recently returned to work.
The U.S. Capitol riot investigation is revealing gripping accounts from police officers who faced down those rioters. Garrett Hake was at the hearing and has the story.
The January 6th attack on the Capitol, recounted in horrifying detail by the police officers who fought on the front lines.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die.
I was electrocuted again and again and again with a taser.
The officers testifying in the first hearing of a special committee investigating the insurrection, describing stunning attacks, both physical and verbal.
One woman in a pink MAGA shirt yelled, "You hear that, guys? This voted for Joe Biden." No one had ever, ever called me a while wearing the uniform of a Capitol Police officer.
In an unprecedented move, Speaker Pelosi handpicking the entire committee after earlier rejecting two Republican picks. GOP leaders blasting the panel as a partisan sham.
Clearly, this is politically designed by the Democrats to stop Republicans from winning back the majority in the midterm election.
Pelosi instead selecting two Republican critics of former President Trump, including Liz Cheney, who fact-checked the former president's false claim that rioters greeted police with hugs and kisses.
You hear former President Trump say, quote, "It was a loving crowd. There was a lot of love in the crowd." How does that make you feel?
It's upsetting. I'm still recovering from those hugs and kisses that day.
MPD officer Michael Fanone, furious at some Republicans' attempts to minimize the violence officers experienced.
The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
In less than a week, a Johnson County town with a long history of flooding will get some relief. The mayor of Princeton says work will begin on a $1 million revitalization project to tackle drainage problems in the community. The town is now just drying out after flooding earlier this week on South Pine Street. So this new project will help water flow faster to nearby Beaver Dam Creek. It's been in the works for more than a year now.
Things, unfortunately, don't move fast when you're dealing with federal, state programs, as well as railroad issues.
A lot of red tape. A groundbreaking is planned for next week. The mayor says the drains should be fixed in less than a year.
Today, President Biden will visit a manufacturing plant in Pennsylvania where he plans to promote his infrastructure plan. The president will speak at 2 p.m. He's expected to discuss buying American-made products and supporting high-paying jobs for workers. Today, two local firefighters who went the extra mile will receive a special honor. The state fire marshal will award Captain Dina Ali and Lieutenant Marcus Horn of the Raleigh Fire Department. Captain Ali started an online fundraiser for a woman who lived in a shed that burned down on New Year's Eve. Lieutenant Horn helped install a lift in the woman's sister's house, allowing her to live there instead. Today's award ceremony is beginning in just about 9 minutes.
New this morning, a major biopharmaceutical company is coming to North Hills. WRL TechWire previously reported that Gilead Sciences was bringing its new hub to the Triangle. Now we know the company will occupy offices in Midtown Plaza. The company is known for making remdesivir. That's a drug used to treat people hospitalized with COVID. With the new hub, Gilead plans to hire 300 workers.
Starting today, expect lane closures and some traffic if you're headed through parts of Chapel Hill. Crews will start resurfacing Christopher Road from Highway 15501 all the way to the dead end. You can see it on this map in red. It's one of several resurfacing projects taking place in the town through part of next month. Work on Christopher Road should wrap up tomorrow.
NFL quarterback Lamar Jackson is going into this season with a mission. The Baltimore Ravens says he wants to change his number from number 8 to 1. That won't happen just yet. He says he wants to win a Super Bowl first. Jackson says the number 1 was his first number ever, and he wants to reclaim it once he's a champion. The Carolina Panthers are back on the field for training camp. It started at 8:30 this morning. Training camp is at Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina, just over the state line. Over 90% of the team is vaccinated against COVID. And head coach Matt Rhule says he's pleased with those numbers. WRL's Casey Hintz is there in Spartanburg. Look for her coverage later today on WRL.
Local news coverage of the Tokyo Olympics brought to you on WRL by your Carolina Ford dealers.
While he may be best known for Olympic opening ceremony appearances, a Tongan flag bearer now has another claim to fame. By taking part in the men's taekwondo competition, the Tongan flag bearer became the first person to compete in three straight Olympic Games in Rio 2016. He competed in taekwondo, losing in the first round. And in South Korea in 2018, he became Tonga's first ever Winter Olympics athlete when he participated in cross-country skiing. Team USA's men's basketball team is celebrating a big win. They beat Iran 120-66. The game wrapped up around 2:30 this morning. Former Duke basketball player Jason Tatum had 14 points. Bam Adebayo, who went to high school in North Carolina, scored 6 points. Team USA's next game is on Saturday. They'll play Czech Republic. And we'll take you back for a live look at Tokyo. Right now, our Olympic coverage continues at the top of the hour. We'll have results from overnight competitions just ahead. Keep it right here.